Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The congressional lame duck session is proving to be a fascinating spectacle. The Obama-Republican compromise has sailed through the Senate, and that should set an example for the angry House. However, House liberals are livid about the provisions dealing with the estate tax. Now, I thought they'd focus their criticism on the extension of the Bush tax cuts. But no, they have jumped on the estate tax provisions of 35% rate with a $5 million exemption for an individual. That's not unreasonable for a business today. And look at it this way. If Nancy Pelosi's House had really prioritized this issue, maybe they could have dealt with it earlier. We didn't have any estate tax through all of 2010. They did nothing, and now they're throwing a fit. Well, you're a little late, Nancy. The Republicans are lined up to take over the House in 2 weeks. Sorry. One more thing that I want to make clear. The compromise bill does not cut anyone's income tax rate. Not for the rich, not for the poor. It just keeps the rates the same as they have been for 9 years. There is one other very useful provision that hasn't received much attention, but for farmers and ranchers and small businesses, it can be big. It allows for complete write-off of capital purchases in the year 2011. Now, that should stimulate business and the economy. And just for the record, I want to say that I have a personal interest in doing something to fix the death tax. My father died in 1997. The rate then was 55%. Well, of course, that's what the liberals would like to see today. The exemption then was only $675,000. And after 13 years, I am still paying off my father's IRS estate tax bill. Hopefully now, if we can pass this bill, families of the future can keep more of their hard-earned money in their family. And after all, they already paid taxes on it once. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.